No, I haven't officially made the decision on what I'm going to do. You know, I said I was going to go home and sit down with the wife and kids and then make the decision from there. So I'll probably leave in out of here either today, sometime later on the night, or, you know, first thing in the morning.
What goes into the decision?
Say what?
What's going to go into this decision?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, that's why I have a wife and kids. I have to sit down with them. I don't know exactly what's going to all lay out, but it's going to be a tough decision regardless of what I do.
What sort of interest do you expect for after the Packers or other teams in the league in retaining him, you know, getting him for next season?
You know, I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. You know, I feel like I can still play. I think I've proven that. I think it's not a thing if I can still play or not. I think it's just going to see what's out there for me. And, you know, if teams call and want me to come, then I got to make that decision. If not, if the Packers want me back, then I'll come back. So at this point, it may not work here, but it may work somewhere else.
So you would like to, I mean, last year you mentioned hopefully 40.
Yeah.
40, is it still a goal?
That's always been a goal. I don't think that's going to ever change for me. You know, if 41 comes into play at 42, then I'll continue to play. As long as I'm having fun, I've always said that. So we'll see what happens.
Dan, now that it's over, how difficult has this season been for you? I mean, it can't have been either. How difficult
is it? No, it was very difficult. It was tough and frustrating all at the same time, you know. But I think the thing for me is I was able to handle it in a certain way. You know, I think you can get, you know, you can take the negative out of it or the positive. I decided to take the high road and take the positive side of it. And, you know, it's not what you want, but, you know, that's the way the business is, and you have to deal with it.
On that positive side, you were able to put the Packers uniform on yesterday and suit up and play. What did that mean to you?
I mean, it meant everything. You know, if you didn't know if that was going to be your last game or not, but if it is my last game, then it was a true honor just to put that uniform on once again. You know, I've wore that uniform for a long time, and it's truly a blessing to be wearing the green and gold.
Did you take a moment on the bench after and just kind of think about things? What were you thinking?
No, I didn't. No, I didn't at all. I just gave some of the guys hugs and told them, you know, regardless of what happened, you know, I love you guys, I miss you guys, and then I went into the locker room.
Have you imagined putting on a different uniform?
I have not. Probably never will. So it just depends, you know, it depends on what happens, but we'll see.
Was there a conversation at all with Coach McCarthy to be active for yesterday, or did he just tell you, did you ask him if I can contribute any other way?
No, I just, the thing that happened is I talked to Slocum and asked him, you know, can I get back on special teams, and the week before that I was on, and, you know, kind of like didn't work out, and, you know, this week he said sure, you know, and they put me back on for this game.
Donald, for the last, you know, over a decade, walked out of these doors at the end of the season knowing you were going to come back. What's the emotion going to be like leaving here today or tomorrow whenever the, you know, the exit interview is?
I don't know. It hasn't hit me yet, so we'll see.
Any regrets this year?
Nope. I don't have regrets. I had those years ago. No more now.